Senator Hughes, what is PlanCon and why are we looking at it right now?
We're looking at it because PlanCon is the state's way of assisting local school districts with the construction of their school buildings. We're seeing, and given the age of the public school infrastructure in Pennsylvania, I want to say the average age of Pennsylvania's public schools is over 60, maybe closer to 70 years of age. There clearly are buildings that are not built in and are not conducive to providing children a 21st century education. Far too many buildings are crumbling. Far too many buildings have questions about toxic issues involved in the building. Far too many buildings are not suitable for the technology that's necessary today for teachers to teach and children to learn. Just like everything, when we invest in our roads and bridges and highways and our transportation infrastructure, it improves society. Investing in the school buildings for our children to learn in can improve the outcomes and can improve society. We need to take a strong look at this. Clearly, the dollars that the state used to provide had much greater impact for local school districts. Now the impact is far less, and consequently outcomes are not what they need to be.
Now, today we're in a very nice school. Yesterday we were in Upper Dublin, which is a newer school. We were in a school which needs a lot more work, and that's just in the Philadelphia district. What is the situation as far as how can PlanCon help?
Well, PlanCon can help deal with the issue of the inequity that exists in education funding in Pennsylvania, an improved PlanCon situation. Pennsylvania is rated the worst state in the nation in terms of its inequity with respect to funding public education. Richer districts are getting more, poorer districts are getting less. And the difference here in Pennsylvania between those two, those richer districts and those poorer districts, is greater than any other state in the nation. That is not acceptable, okay? One way to address bringing that inequity down and getting things in greater harmony and making sure that every child in Pennsylvania has access to the same high-quality education is the physical structure that children are learning in. When you go to Overbrook High School, which is a nationally renowned historical high school throughout the nation, in fact, throughout the world, people know about Overbrook High School for the kind of people who have graduated from Overbrook, from the Will Chamberlains of the world to the Will Smiths of the world to the first African-American astronaut, Guy Bluford, all graduated out of Overbrook High School, great educators, business people, all kinds of folks. But to have a building where your science center doesn't have running water, where the equipment doesn't work, where the textbooks are dated back to 1999, to where the fourth and fifth floors are mothballed because you really can't, it's dangerous to walk around those two floors, that's not acceptable, and that's not conducive to a 21st century education for the kids in that neighborhood to learn in. And it's clearly inconsistent with what can come out of Overbrook given a long and storied history.
And finally, we heard from some of the testimony yesterday that it could take as much as $5 billion to right what's wrong just in the Philadelphia district alone. How close can we come to getting that situation cleared up?
Well, look, the Philadelphia School District is by far the largest school district in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. And most folks don't really understand that in context. There's well over, I would say probably over 200 school buildings in the Philadelphia School District. The next largest school district is about 90, okay? So it dwarfs in size what everyone else has got to deal with. So consequently, the numbers are going to be huge. And that $5 billion is a very real figure that's got to get addressed. What the state can do is really jump dramatically into this space and really add significant dollars to the equation to help deal with these issues of inequity and to give more kids a greater chance to get what's necessary, a 21st century education. We've got to look at the issue of inequity from a number of different perspectives. what's happening in the classroom. Classroom sizes, 30, 35, 40 kids in a class. The school books and the equipment inside a classroom. The personnel to teach children. We've got to look at inequity there. We've also got to look at, and we've got to address inequity there, but we've also got to address inequity in terms of the actual structures that our children are learning in. And it's interesting, you know, you fix up a school, you make sure that the people in that community where that school is going to be located are part of the refurbishment, are part of the building of a new school, or fix up a new school. They work out of that. Their incomes drive up. The school is better. The neighborhood income is increases. The outcomes in that school can increase also. We've seen that across the board. It's a worthwhile investment. And this process, the PlanCon process, it's the state's vehicle, but we need to add more to the mix to give the state more of a buy-in. It should have more of a buy-in. It's constitutionally responsible to make sure that every child in Pennsylvania gets an equitable funding. We've got to step up. The state's got to step up to help out these kids. They're our children, and no child, dependent upon race or class or zip code, should be left behind. Every child should be put at an equal level.
Okay. Thank you, Senator.
Thank you.